Okay, we are the American tax collector. All taxes need to go to the land or to the people. We are the du jour government of this country, so all taxes are owed to the people. So we are the tax collector. We use the 1099-A's, the 1099-B's, and the 1099-C's. You best order some of those forms up off the site. Go in and get the phone number and then call it up. Order those 1099-A, B, C's, and also some 1096 forms, because you need to send those in. Those are the cover sheet to go in with the 1099-A's, B's, and C's when you send them into the IRS. Read the damn instructions, okay? I'm putting a form up there that is a my American tax collector voucher. Okay, it's going to be a 1099-V, a non-U.S. corporate form. Okay? We can make this up. We put down what forms we're using, and then we put the dollar amount of the bill amount being vouched that's out there. Okay? We have to do a conversion of the bill. That's what we do with the 1099-A and the C or the B. The two prime ones you're going to use are the A and the C. You get property taxes. You pay, you do a cancellation of the debt. Now, you have no children. That's an unfair tax to pay school taxes on that bill. So you turn around and you put the voucher in, and you turn around and you claim back the school taxes that they've taken from you. Okay, you're the tax adjuster also. The tax collector and the tax adjuster. But you have to do it. Okay? You have to start thinking about this process. It's been there for us to utilize, but we just didn't know. The IRS is nothing but an information gathering center. Okay? They are not the tax collectors. The Treasury is not the place that all bills need to go to. We can turn around and have those bills sent back to us because we're the tax collector. So we bypass the Treasury. The United States Treasury, it really owes it to us. So they would be the debtor in a lot of cases that we're coming in, and the borrower. They've taken our assets as a tax, a withholding tax. We have to come back in and claim it back from them. All stamps out here. $300 penalties. They're stamp taxes. They're stamped on the envelope. You have to come in and collect them. You do a 1099-C to cancel the debt there, and then you do a 1099-A to claim the abandoned property that has just been canceled off. The value is still sitting in the Treasury or in the thrift savings plan in the Treasury under your certificate of live birth number or your Social Security number. They're both thrift savings plans. You can go in and cancel them out using a TSP-70 if you're under the age of 70 and a half years of age. If you're over the age of 70 and a half years of age, you need to do a TSF or TSP-70A form. Okay? You go into the USPS website and you can download those, or you can just do a search and find that form. I'm tired. I'm not going to argue with anybody about this stuff any longer. I've tried to put the information out to you people. If you don't want to listen, you don't want to check it out, prove me wrong, the heck with you. Okay? I'm through. I've done my job of trying to expose this. We are the tax collector. Bottom line, we the people are the owners of America. We've got to start collecting our fees and payments that are due to us. The corporations are not the owners of America. We can shut them down. You don't like the school system? Then stop paying the school taxes. You do not owe them. That's an inappropriate appropriation. Study what it says about taxes. Read what it has in Anderson's Law Dictionary about taxes, about direct taxes, about appropriation of taxes. Learn to know what the real law is about taxes. They see you can tax anybody. The police officers basically incarcerate you, you can turn around and tax their account, their liability insurance policy. You're going to collect the tax from them. You do a 1099A against them. You're coming in to collect some of that insurance tax that has been held there in their thrift savings plan. Under their employee identification number, EIN. Okay? We've exposed this. Now, the thing is, whether these other people out here can understand this process, I don't know. Like I said before on one of the other tapes, all the envelopes, they are deposited into your mailbox. That is your federal depository box. Now, you have to convert the bills into something that you can utilize. You do a conversion. And that's what we're doing with the 1099A's and C's. We're converting that bill that they gave to us into a settlement. And then if they withheld taxes from us, like a double payment, we're coming back in and we're going to collect that tax back from them. Against the account that they see is sitting there, that thrift savings plan account. But you can close down your two thrift savings plans, your Social Security and your Certificate of Live Birth accounts. Now I hope this, I'll post up this non-U.S. corporate form, 1099-V, the American Tax Collector's Voucher. The vouchee is either the United States Treasury or the corporate bill maker, the maker of that bill that we're going to convert. We put our federal EIN, which is our zip code plus our 4 digits, as we are the voucher. And they are the vouchee. We can put their EIN also on there if need be. In fact, I think I'll change that to put their EIN on there. Vouchees EIN, federal EIN. And then it's got the amount that's being vouched. Now, in a court action, the vouchee becomes the defendant. You are coming into the court if they do not settle. You're coming in as the plaintiff. But he who is vouched is the defendant. So, hopefully this will give you a little more credence and understanding of the power that you have out here. I'm not trying to control you. I'm trying to explain to you so that you guys can get up and go do something for a change. Look up the definitions in the dictionary. Look up the statutes at large. Go back through them. Find out what really took place. Not just hearsay. Not listening to somebody else out here give you their interpretation and, oh, that sounds good, I'm going to go with that. Check it out. I've told you all along to prove me wrong. And I've been wrong quite a bit, but not totally wrong. I've been right on track in everything that we've been doing. I've just been missing a couple little pieces, like understanding the federal identification number is our zip code dash our 4-digit number, our depository post box, where all of our bills are being deposited, and then to learn how to convert those bills into something that we can use. I'm sorry if I'm sounding too rough, but the gloves are off. I'm done. Take care.
Okay, there's a couple small items that I needed to add on to this audio. One is on those TSP 70 and 70A forms. You need to get a notary public to sign on to them. Okay? You're getting a notary public to sign on for your fictional right-hand person, okay? Not for you, the living. So you need to have that notarized on there. If you have a problem with that, then just forget about getting out of the system, okay? I'm not going to sit here and argue about this with you on that. One of the other things is that you need to change the forms, like I said, put them up there. Okay, I remember what the other item is. Okay, a voucher is a warrant, okay? So you are issuing a warrant for the exchangement with that voucher, when you put that in, with your 1099-Cs and 1099-As. Okay? So, read the definitions about voucher, about tax, about stamp, out of Anderson Law Dictionary. You might learn something that you didn't know before. Okay? You might see something that maybe I missed. Okay? I can't catch everything. I try and catch the vast majority of it, but once in a while a ball gets by me, okay? So, you take care.